Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight we're going to have a nice show. Do some more healing work with people. So if you wish to get on the fast chat, you can. We'll do question and answers tonight. And we'll first do some entity releases from people. We're doing a special marathon healing session this month. It'll start Sunday. And so the three consecutive Sundays, the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th, we're going to be doing 8-hour entity releases from people starting each day. Pacific Coast time would be at 10 in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. So if you're interested in having these things out of you, that's controlling your life. Remember, they have their own consciousness. They bring to you situations that you may not like to have, addictions, personality changes. They may have ways that they wish to control you in other ways, but mainly you're living their lifestyle. So we're trying to get these out of you so you can actually become more conscious of your life and be more responsible. And they also bring pain to your body. So if you have pain in your body, you're probably full of entities because they get attracted to the pain. So here we go. We're going to take some of these out of you. So here we go. I'll just start releasing them from the bottom of your feet, and we'll work up to the top of your head. And we can run a little bit longer on this show tonight if that works out that way. Since there's nobody after us right now, we can maybe run an extra 10 minutes or something like that if the show warrants that. So here we go. We'll just see how many questions we get on the fast chat and how much you want to get into, the listening audience. So here we go, working on entities on the bottom of our feet and working our way up to our ankles and our knees, to our waist, okay, going up, solar plexus, moving up further, and now we're working on our shoulders, arms, going down to the wrist, to our fingertips. Okay. And neck, head, there we go. So, I'm going to just do this release here. I'll continue doing this here. I'll put some music on for a minute or two here and just let you feel this energy working in you. Remember, we're still releasing energies. Then we'll integrate your spirit in about 2 minutes. So I'll continue on here and just see how your body's responding. Thank you. bring more of your spirit into your body. So here we go. Sit back, relax, and you may feel you become more conscious. You might check your eyes out right now if you have a mirror. And we're going to bring you in. Your eyes should look a lot brighter, a lot clearer, a lot sparkier. So here we go. Count to 10 as you come into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel the presence of your spirit with you now, a little more than what you had before. So I got some cliches here that we had quite a while ago that I just found this paper here. This is when we're talking about the ET worms and parasites. So this you probably will recognize when you hear these. Maybe they're talking about them, not knowing why you're saying different things. So the first one is the words, tales from the dark side. So whose tales are they? Okay. Another one is a song, take a piece of me. Okay, next one is guess who's coming for dinner. Another one is my skin is crawling. Another one is cobwebs in your brain. That's the spider energy. Next one is getting under my skin. And then in the old days of that song, I guess it was Do the Jerk. People do that at night when they sleep, you know. Another one is Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb. What's underneath your thumb? Okay. And then we have a few other little sayings here, you know, like stick to him like glue. Wonder what that is about, okay? Another one is, I felt like I jumped out of my skin. So, those are just little sayings that you might wonder why people were saying these. And it's probably just, the body trying to communicate, saying, hey, what's inside of me, you know? So anyway, you can ponder those. I like the one, lights on nobody home. That's a good one. So, or porch light on dim. Hopefully your porch light is lit up quite nicely now by having more of your spirit with you. So we're going to have a sponsor tonight, and it's Chris. So, Chris, are you out there?
Hi, hello, yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, Chris, I'll just turn it over to you if you have any questions or maybe even some answers. Who knows? Okay.
Yeah, I guess we'll see, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, as always, I always like a taste of certain healings to, like, know what I want to get next, you know, what my body might be asking me for, what my spirit might be asking me for. And I'm looking at the ego-mind-body disconnection. So can you, the seven generational, can you, describe it and provide a sample healing?
Yes, okay. So the ego mind is the thoughts of your ancestors, of how those thoughts are controlling you now. So this is their mental programming. So if you're new to the program here, Creation Light Shift Healing, what it's about is this program is to get you more into your body with your spirit for the ascension process. And the Light Shift does many, many healings to help you out with this here. And what our body is like a walking judgment factory. It brings forth in this lifetime all the thoughts and actions that was stored inside of it by your ancestors. So if you somehow dislike somebody, maybe you like a particular race, maybe you're racist to certain groups of people, maybe you just don't like somebody the way they look, well, that's not necessarily learned in this lifetime. It's because your ancestors didn't like that person or that race of people. And so this is passed on to you, and you're now experiencing that in your lifetime, maybe wondering why things are happening to you, and this is the reason, because your ancestors gave you this wonderful gift of judgment. So you're now trying to back your way out of it, heal yourself to get more in the present moment, and not to get weighted down by their garbage, which is what you're recycling in your body. Maybe your body will kill itself to get well. It wants to dump all this stuff out of it. This is why we do healings from the Light Ship. So here we go. So The eagle mind one is the thoughts of your ancestors, your belief systems, we'll just call it that, and how it's affecting you in this lifetime. And so all these thoughts of whatever they lived and learned are now coming forward. And the most detrimental things typically are the ones maybe that happened between the 1800s and maybe middle 1900s here, because this is the way they lived their life. Remember, we've come a long way, you know, since the probably 1940s. You know, we have better cars, better communication, a lot of advancements here, which we never had before that time. So if you have the mindset of somebody living in, say, the 1850s, you know, those people don't even have a clue to what we have today, but you're living that lifestyle, and that's leading you down a path of old energies. And I'll talk about that, to switching a little bit. People want to go through the pyramids and go into these dark energies of what human races and people, groups of individuals, did a long time ago. That's the worst thing you want to do, or the last thing, because why do you want to get into an old mindset, you know, because it doesn't pertain to this reality. Why do you want to stir the past up inside of yourself even and bring those negative energies to you? Remember, you know, what E.T. gods came at that time? Remember, the Egyptian heads look kind of different, you know. Why do they look different? Well, it's a different E.T. race. Why do you want to get involved with their rituals, their practices, their belief systems, by going into that energy all over again to tie yourself up? So this is what I talk about, is to strictly get into the moment and get rid of your past. So here we go. This is an ego mind body clearing. We'll go back 5 days. And Chris mentioned the seven generational one. So we first do this lifetime. So I go from when I start the clearing back to your creation, which would be in the womb with the sperm and the egg meeting, okay? And this is where all the clearings end. You can go further with a seven generational one, which will get rid of more stuff. But this lifetime has to be released first. This is what's come forward that you're dealing with right now. So here we go. We'll just see how this affects you. Remember, this is the belief systems of your ancestors and how it has affected you in the last 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. You can just see how you feel. Check your body out. Back to you, Chris.
Wow. My body, it felt like density just kind of disappeared. It was like zap, and it was gone, you know? Like,
were
I felt like a bunch
of name
different
on it,
judgments. Huh?
Were you able to put, like, a name on the energy, or how, what situation in your life that responded to that healing?
Well, it's funny, because what it really felt like, it felt like the way that I see things, but not even the way that I see things, but the things in the background that govern my perspective, you know, like the things that you don't necessarily have consciousness about, you know. You might have something with tube socks, right? But the underlying, like the base of your judgment about tube socks, you have no idea about. You only have what you're conscious of. And then you get this release done. And then what may have looked like, oh no, it's tube socks to you, you look at tube socks and you have no reaction to it. So that's basically what this clearing does for you. It takes out the base of a judgment that you might possibly have. Now, since that has to do with, I guess you could say, the mindset or the judgments of your ancestors that are stored in your body, can you now talk about the judgment clearing?
Sure, okay. And we do have a comment here on the fast chat, three other little sayings that we have. You are the apple of my eye. That's kind of a weird thing. Why would you reference an apple and your eye? Anyway, maybe somebody
because
has
worms
some
like to eat apples
here with that. You are the light of my life. Well, that could be maybe, you know, that doesn't sound too bad, you know. Different meanings for that, too. And you are a peach. You're going to be eaten? I don't know, what is this here? You know, what's, you know, is some ET out there going to want to eat you like a peach? So anyway, you are the sunshine in my life. That's another one here. That's pretty good. As long as you don't get roasted, you know? So anyway, so the next one is a judgment clearing. So So you can keep these little sayings coming. That's great. And here we go. This is judgment for the last 5 days. And, you know, we all know about, oh, God. I even say that at times, you know. You know, and now I have a better meaning for it. Oh, God is right. You know, run the other way. Okay, so here we go. 5 days ago, clear for judgment. So 5 days cleared. I'll do it slower for you. 5 days ago, so we'll do sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. This feels like slow motion to me. 4 days ago cleared. I mean, 4 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Oh, man, there's some stuff there, power chakra. Third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. I have another saying here. It was by Jethro Tull, "You're thick as a brick." So I'm sure everybody listening to this program, that doesn't pertain to you, but it may pertain to all your friends. So anyway, here we go. Back to you, Chris.
Oh, wow. It seems like I did some real heavy-duty judging 3 days ago. Like, my whole body shook. And that's only, like, what is it, 80% of, like, it's done, but it's 80% of 100% of the clearing or something like that?
Yes, it is, because they can't do all of it. But yeah, so this is 80% cleared of what they can do for you. So that's the last 5 days. Uh-huh.
So if you're having a strong reaction out there, BBS Radio Land, this is just a taste of what the Creation Lightship can do.
Anyway. Just remember that this clearing, the judgment clearing is going to actually, you know, allow you to have, you know, longer life or feel better, because the densities, as you feel things leave your body, that's because your poor body's suffering and it's getting clear so you can have more spirit energy. This is what the light ship does, is bring you more spirit energy so your spirit can come into your body more. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, is to clear away the densities. So, you know, this is why you probably feel something, because something is happening. So back to you, Chris.
I'm thinking about the how a lot of these little sayings that we have, they're always like at least the good ones, when, you know, you really love someone or something along those lines, it's usually a reference to light.
Yeah, that, and, you know, the cliche is you know, you're loving me to death, you know. So you know, I don't know where they come from, but they all have a good meaning, you know.
Mhm. The so secret
maybe that means suffocation.
And communication.
You know,
let's see.
So what other clearing would you like to have, Chris?
The next, can we do the magnetic? I always love the way that feels, getting back into balance.
Okay, so the magnetic body here is, we have many bodies inside of us that get turned by the darkness, the mind of the darkness, the aliens, the ETs, that are transmitting mind control to us. And they turn these energetic bodies around inside of us here, and I see them being turned from right to left. So we bring them back from left to right, looking down like from the top of your head, and we'll do these 20 degrees at a time, and I'll again do three bodies here. Remember that they could be off 700 degrees, so you may not think that a 20-degree change is going to make a difference, but you will probably feel it. So first body, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. You know, yawning, a lot of energy here. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, number two body, 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15 degrees, 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10, and 9, 888-346-8765. You know, and again, that's a big one for somebody out there. Whoa. And 54321. And body number 3, 19, or 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Chris, how does that feel for you?
Oh, that feels great. I'm a
lot more. I think if anybody has a health condition, that's what you want to probably have worked on. That one's a very, say, instant positive healing. But I have to do them, you know, whenever I see them in someone, I might just see maybe a half a dozen at one time, the first time, and then we allow it to settle in, and then we look at you again maybe in 3 or 4 days or so and do a few more. So the clearing could take up to a couple of weeks to get you back into sync again. So back to you, Chris.
Kyle and Adriana have another one here on the fast chat. A good one is don't let the bed bugs bite.
Oh, geez.
I wonder what kind of bed bugs they're referring to there.
Yep.
Ron, I'm curious.
Yeah, and about something in your closet, you know? Anyway, I'm sure we'll get some more of them here.
I'm paying attention. I like them. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
I have a question. When you're doing any of your various healings, because you've got quite a bit on here, and you're removing the densities from the body, so the spirit can come back into the body, like to energize your body more, to heal your body, and what have you. What exactly is taking place with the spirit? Are we cleaning it off? Are we taking away the trauma? Are we integrating it into the body? Like, what is the spirit-body dynamic during one of these creation light ship healings?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. The spirit, the clearing works with your spirit and your physical body. Remember, your spirit is the carbon copy of your body. So when we select, or you select a particular clearing that we're doing, your spirit now is having this cleared off of it also, whatever we're doing, and so is your body. So it opens up the channel. If you don't clean the spirit off, then the clearing would be useless because your spirit would be full of gunk and it could not help you whatsoever. So your spirit always has a healing whenever I do a clearing with you. And that's the difference between the lightship clearings and a lot of the ones that earth-based practitioners are doing, is because they don't deal with your spirit. They might do some work on the body, but they don't have the availability to clean your spirit off. It's not done. It can't be done because the light ship knows your spirit. Nothing else knows about your spirit, not even the dark side. That's where the dark side wants your spirit energy. So there's no modality on planet Earth that will ever heal your spirit. And so this is why the healings work so quickly and so fast, is because all of a sudden your spirit is released from this garbage, this gunk, the judgment of whatever I'm clearing. So what we just got through doing for you, we did the ego body-mind clearing. We did the magnetic body. And so those clearings are what took place in the judgment body. So we cleaned out your spirit along with cleaning out these densities stored in your body in certain areas so that your spirit now can come in fully. So you actually had two clearings at one time. Actually, three. Your body was cleared, your physical body was cleared, your spirit body was cleared, and then the invisible body that holds this charge was cleared. So you had three clearings at one time. This is why these clearings produce miracles in people. Back to you, Chris.
And this is the same channel that Jesus used when he was here 2,000 years ago, correct?
Yes, it's the exact same thing. Different names now as far as the light ship. Back then it was called Father. the communication is different. Remember, Jesus taught in parables to reach more people, and but the healings were the same. He couldn't talk. He did talk about your genetic cellular memory, because that's brought forth in the body a little differently, but it's the sins of your fathers, you know, or ancestors, etc., you know. And so that was talked about because that's passed on to you. So that's kind of what it was all about. Just that we know a little bit more now and we can communicate differently. Although some people are still stuck in the past, not understanding all about this here, or not understanding what Jesus really came to do here and why it was so important, since he was the one that came to do healings on humanity for the ascension time. Most people don't talk about that in the churches. They don't know about it, or if they do know about it, they don't talk about it because they want to hold you still with the dark side information that he's still coming and that he's here to save you, which is great to give up your responsibility on life, thinking that something is going to save you outside of yourself, which is not going to happen. But and plus the light ship did come and get rid of all the spirits that are hanging around graveyards who are waiting for Jesus to come. So that part is eliminated now. So that's already done. So it naturally, since you have a spirit in your body, you never felt that. But that prophecy is completed. So people are still waiting for that to come. They're still waiting to see Jesus come out of the clouds and to get a little Tinkerbell wand out and say, you're all healed now. You know, you're not going to go to hell because you believe in me. You know, that all that stuff is over with. So that part of the Bible that they talk about this, the rapture, is no longer. That chapter is closed. Back to you, Chris.
Moving along quite quickly. I'm thinking about the spirit, and since the spirit is cleaned off in every healing, as is the physical body, and as is the invisible energy body that's holding the charge of what you're clearing, I'm thinking about the mind of the body clearing. If you could explain that clearing and give a sample, I got some comments about it once you're finished.
Okay, the mind of the body. So we talked about the ego mind. That's the past imprinting from the people's thoughts that were more closely to you. Okay, the mind of the body is the communication between the body energy and how your body gets healed. And so I talk about this as like a little mad scientist will say in a chemistry laboratory, and he's there to figure out your viruses, your illnesses, how to heal the body, how to bring forth all the different energies of the body when something happens that is out of the ordinary with the health of you. So what happens is this energy of this mind of the body gets kind of overwhelmed because of all the stuff that it has to deal with. And as you start getting more and more invasions of energies, and, you know, they're talking about now, you know, the swine flu and everything else that is supposedly going around, you know, which is more than likely, I won't get into how it came here or why it's here. There's many other programs talking about this here. It's on the internet, but most of the stuff that people talk about where they create a name with, it's already fabricated and it's, you know, brought down here. And so I guess I can talk about that slightly here. How's it brought here? Okay? So you say, how could all of a sudden this stuff come here? Well, there are people here that work for the dark side, that live in physical bodies. It could be soulless beings, okay? They hold a job. Maybe they have a really high job title. And they're controlled by the aliens. And so, and we'll just say that we have a scientist out there who's very smart. So he's trying to figure out something. And all of a sudden, the aliens, through the mind control, start giving transmissions to him how to invent and create something. So lo and behold, something is created, and maybe it's something that's really good. But they find out that they can change it somehow a little bit. I'll use the word the they. The theys are out there, you know. We all know about the theys. And these they people get it and alter it, and now it becomes, instead of being a positive thing, becomes a negative thing. because they're also tuned into this collective consciousness, universal mind, which is brought here by the aliens. And all of a sudden, these people maybe see dollar signs in their eyes, and they decide to do something, and they reap the benefits of what they created. And then they have their own dark side agenda with the open channels of the darkness here. And so the darkness says, okay, these ET races, we're going to now empower our ground crew here to disseminate this product, this information or whatever, to humanity here. And, you know, these people who were up the ladder makes lots of money on it. And this is kind of how it works with the dark side here. So the mind of the body here is what's trying to ward itself off from all of these things. So all of a sudden, it knows all about how your body works and responds, but it gets overwhelmed. And if something comes into it that it has no clue on how to repair or how to fix because it's not working with light energy. Remember, it knows how to fix light, but when darkness comes into light, it has to try to figure out, and I'll use the word try, to figure out how to correct something. Maybe there's no correction because the light doesn't know how to correct it. Eventually it may, but at the particular moment in time, it may not, because it only works in time. Remember, the darkness the light only works, you know, in the moment, out of time. But the darkness works in time, and so they can put in all different types of programs into this whatever is going around that gets activated at different times. So, you know, you could become well all of a sudden and then catch a thing over again. So this is a problem with that. So the mind of the body is overwhelmed because of the negative consciousness here of the dark side, which people pray and believe in. Remember, you're giving those dark beings energy each time you go to church praying. Like I say, when you pray to something outside of yourself, it's God energy. And this has been here for probably all of humanity, people, you know, being told to pray outside of yourself or to do psychic whammies on people, etc. All this stuff is common practice. And so people don't go within, they go without. When they go without, then you lose. And when you start giving the dark side your spiritual energy, they love it. And this is what they're living on. So if we could cut off that energy, they probably would no longer be here. They would not be in our sand block box to play with us. Right now, since we're playing with them continuously, with special attunements and everything else, you know, that people do, energy transmissions, so we're actually playing their game. So you have to get out of that. And it's very hard because your ancestors have done it and your body's accustomed to doing it continuously. And this is the problem that we're having is trying to change a belief system that you have to change your programs inside of you to come into light. Because the darkness programs are running so strong in you that it's very hard to turn into light or to become light, to understand the light, because the darkness energies have been what you've been running for a long, long time. So we're going to do a mind of the body clearing now. Hope you all understand what I'm talking about here. This is why it's hard to talk to your friends about what we're doing, because implants go off and they already have a program that's running, you know, and, you know, they might like, you know, Windows 95 and not want to go to 98 or anything newer than that, 2000 or, you know, or into the new one, Vista or whatever else is out there. They like 95 and you say something's better, they go, forget it. I like this old program. It works for me. I'm used to it. My body's used to it. It's been doing this program for 100,000 years now, and I don't want to change. And so they're going to stay in darkness. So here we go, the mind of the body clearing. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So this is current in this lifetime, okay? So back to you, Chris.
wow, my mad scientist just got a couple more variables for different formulas. He's very glad to have that clearing, I tell you what.
Yeah, okay.
What I was going to say about the mind of the body clearing, you know, as we get our spirit cleared, you know, and we have, you know, the three-way clearing with the spirit, the body, and the invisible energy body of what that clearing just might happen to be, and we get the mind of the body clearing, the body could run forever. I mean, and that's just without getting rid of the other darkness out of the body. I think if the body understands how to do these different healings, it would be way better, and we would be a lot better off. But I guess that's the case when you take any sort of darkness out of our body, because we're originally not supposed to resonate with darkness.
Yes, that is correct. And your body doesn't know about darkness. It only knows about light. So when darkness comes into it, it doesn't really know what to do, because the light never created darkness. It's a whole new thing. It's like I said, being thrown into a different operating system. And, you know, the body goes, geez, I got to figure this thing out now. You know, normally all that would come to me would be love and light. Or I'll just say love energy, because that's what it is. The love energy never destroys love, and love is always love. So it doesn't bring anything into it that's not of love to harm itself. And so when the darkness comes in, now all of a sudden there's a whole different energy system that's put into your computer here, the computer of love, and now you have a virus and you have worms and everything else, and you have problems because it doesn't really know how to fix these things because it wasn't created in the energy of love. And that's the problem. What we have here is that we have to backpedal out of the darkness and get rid of the darkness out of our cellular memory so that we're able to come into light. And this is the whole process that we're going through. Back to you, Chris.
I wanted to make a comment about what you were saying about your body having to deal with this darkness time and time again. You know, I'll be talking to my friends, and it's like they want to change, but they don't understand how to do so, you know? Not only is it comfortable, but we're dealing with so much darkness. It's like, the way that I see it has always been this. People do things that they don't like to do, and they don't want to do, and yet they continue to do it. And when you try to bring up, well, hey, this is supposed to be free will, quote unquote, but I never signed up for these ailments, I never signed up for these mindsets, I never signed up for this trauma or this pain, this suffering, this agony, this whatever else, from stubbing your toe to losing your job to, like, you know, something horrible happening to your family. Who asked for all of this? Especially when all people realize that they have the capacity for love and compassion in their hearts. Whether or not they connect to it is their own story. But I just don't, I've never understood how people who love could do all of these things. And if everyone comes, or if everyone has the capacity for this loving place, how these things could even go on. So there had to be another variable in the equation, because people who have the capacity to love only being in the formula does not make any sense to have, you know, to have it equal darkness.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and the Earth spirit, you see, created the planet out of love. And it never brought forth any of the energies that are here, like tornadoes and earthquakes, you know, because that's not love energies. It doesn't want to destroy itself. The light never destroys itself. It just knows about love. So anything that happens on a negative aspect, we're talking about, you know, this is like, you know, human nature, or this is you know, the gods maybe do it, you know, or divine intervention, which is another New Age term. All that stuff is all mind energy. You know, the negative things from the planet, it doesn't want to hurt itself. You know, it doesn't want to sabotage itself or anything that's on it, because it's pure love energy. All it knows is love. So when these aliens came in here and started to destroy the planet through their mind control programs into people to cause the people to have problems. Remember, just think if all of a sudden they created something, the aliens wanted to knock out our water supply. So they give their ground crew down here a way to do that, and the ground crew, you know, started doing that to us, and we all have traumas and problems, and from that, they start getting more of our energy. You know, this is kind of like the way, you know, the stock market kind of works, you know, it goes on emotions, and all of a sudden, you know, people who are making good money, you know, maybe a year or two ago, everything fell apart, and now they're in trauma. Maybe they lost billions of dollars, you know. To guess to an average person that I'm probably talking to, I would think that, you know, a loss of $1,000 would be a lot. But to somebody with that much money, they're probably very, very traumatized. Or maybe they have a backup supply of it, you know. But regardless, they're here to put everybody into trauma and to control things. And so, you know, they do have a ground crew here, and the ground crew is used by them to cause people pain and harm. But the Earth Spirit never intended this to happen here, so it got invaded, too, by this darkness energy, which I call the light of the darkness. And so natural things that happen, you know, the act of God, all that is just, yeah, it is an act of God, act of the alien gods causing problems with us here. And that's what it's all about. It's the entrapment of humanity here on this planet so that we're unable to move forward for ascension. Remember, every 2,000 years we have the ascension time, and the darkness comes forth with their teachings, their philosophies, their dark agenda at every 2,000 years to keep the bodies here. This is why we have overpopulation, because the people didn't ascend 2,000 years ago. And then before that, did people ascend? Probably not, so it got overly populated. And this is the process, is that the people are not connecting to their hearts to get rid of the darkness. They're just working in mind, and the mind energy gets perpetuated continuously by the darkness to give you a way to do something very easily. So they took away your heart energy. They enticed you somehow, enticed your ancestors, you know, thousands of years ago, and you're now dealing with the darkness that they gave you. And that's the biggest thing that we're dealing with now. And people say, why is it so hard? Well, it's because, you know, it's not your fault. You're just in a body now, hoping the body can ascend, and because it wants to get out of here. It's been here for a long time with its genetic codings for each lifetime, and each lifetime it gets worse. And so this is what you're dealing with now, is all the thoughts of your ancestors that was brought to you by the darkness. So we live in darkness here. Our body knows darkness very well because it's been here for thousands of years. And with that process, it's very hard to switch. You have to change your program. Like I said, you know, if you're used to using Windows 95, you love it. You know, and, you know, if somebody tells you about a new program, your body's not going to like it, number one, probably, because it's not used to it. You know, your body, you know, remember, your cells have the program in it, so they're not really going to want to change. You know, if you go to your heart and ask your spirit, it'll say, yeah, get me out of 95. I want to get a new one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is not working for me. But, you know, we're used to it, and we're used to running this old program. And then, you know, the dark side puts on, you know, add-ons and plugins into us to activate stuff in us from the past. And now we're really attached to the darkness because they're here. The only way to get out of it is to go to your heart center, to get out of the time. So the time is your program that's running, your operating system. When you get into the heart center, that operating system stops. And then you can get your true guidance of light. Otherwise, you're getting the guidance of the darkness, all your programs inside of yourself. So this is what you have to probably tell people, is that do they want to live in their mind or be heart-centered? And if you're heart-centered, then you're able to connect with your spirit and be able to run a new operating system, which is of light, which will never hurt anything. Like I said on other programs, if everybody could become heart-centered instantly here, then we'd have nothing happening. It'd just be pure love. We wouldn't have what we have today, except the dark side beings that are walking around here, the darkness ground crew, you know, would still try to control us, but you would not tune into them because they would not even pertain to you. They'd be like in a whole different arena. Remember, you only bring into yourself what you choose to accept in your life. So if you don't accept it, then at that point you can listen to your heart And if everybody else did the same thing, we'd have a much better world, and it could change instantly. It could turn around on a dime if we got rid of the ET intervention and everybody went to their heart center. So back to you, Chris.
Okay. I have something to say about that, but I want to get here on the fast chat. Marie is asking, at the ascension time, can we help spirits stuck in the reincarnation loop?
Okay. What is a spirit? Is our spirit going to be stuck into that?
I think she means spirits other than ourselves. Maybe the spirits of our loved ones, people that we once knew, but they've already left during this time when it's kind of crunch time for the ascension process.
Well, yeah, it's not up to you to help other people. The light chip will do what it can do. Remember, you could be taken off planet to a parallel lifetime in the darkness. And if the light chip comes and looks around for like kind, it looks for spirits of light. If for some reason every spirit of light was taken out of here, then the light chip will look here and say, yep, nobody's here on this planet. You know, maybe they evolved 2,000 years ago. Remember, they only work in the now. Then they would just bypass this planet and go to the next one. Now, if there's, let's say, 1,000 people here that were able to be in their body and not go sideways by the dark side controlling you, taking you into a parallel lifetime, then those 1,000 people would be let taken away from here. What happens to the other, you know, billions of people? Well, they're still on the dark side. So, you know, you can't help anybody but yourself. The light chip is here to do that aspect if they can find you. So if you're not taken sideways, you have a great chance of being saved, you know, being taken out of here. Then they'll look for the parts of you that the dark side have captured. But if there's nothing here for a spiritual blueprint for them to look for of your spirit, then you're going to be lost to the darkness. So that's kind of the way it works. Remember, they have to see you first. And that's the way it is. That's why the planet's overpopulated. All these people came back here. The light ship came. They looked around, took away people who was able to do the ascension. And then, you know, at that point, the universe got turned off and on. When it got turned on again, the dark side said, okay, let's take all of these billions of people and put them back onto planet Earth. So they all came back. They didn't know anything happened because they were living a parallel life somewhere else. The spirit was forced to leave. And that's only because the people were not heart-centered, did not get the information of ascension teachings. It's here all the time. Jesus brought it. Buddha brought it, but that got changed. And every 2,000 years, somebody comes from the light ship to teach humanity. This is across the whole universe of light. Every conscious being everywhere has the availability of these teachings up to get into your heart to turn into light. And this is the actual goal of every life form, so that they can evolve every 2,000 years. So the bodies, regardless of what it is, if it's a rock or anything else, if there's a spirit in there, it has a capability of relocating somewhere else into a higher consciousness. And this is what happens. This is ascension. But if the dark side takes you sideways, then you may not ever be found. This is why the teachings of Jesus was so adamant about don't go outside of yourself, because you're going to be hooked up by the darkness. And that should be, taught in all the churches, but somehow the dark side is controlling that, and it'll probably never come out. But the teachings are here. I have to just read between the lines. Back to you, Chris.
I see a question from Cindy, but I'm very confused on what you're actually asking. So if you could reform that question and put it back in the fast chat, I'll be sure to ask it for you. What was I going to say? There's another question that it's from Dreamer. How do we accept any of this nonsense mind control? Like, how do we continually go back to this this real dark thing?
How do you go back into it? Can you rephrase that for me, Chris?
Sure. I think she's asking, like, how do we accept any of this nonsense mind control? How do we as light continually go back into this network that is obviously out to get us in the end?
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is I'm conscious now, but how do I get pulled back into it again?
Yes.
So if that, okay. So what happens is, see, your body's used to it. You know, your body isn't brand new right now. Your body could have been here for a long time, you know. I don't know what the day was when the first human was put here, and whether or not that was the same as you or not, it's hard to say. But, you know, let's just say that your body genetics is, say, 100,000 years old, okay? So you have 100,000 years of darkness in it. And you may go, well, why is Ron saying that? That sounds pretty negative. Well, if you would have been here 100,000 years ago and you chose the light, you would have left at 98,000 years ago. You wouldn't be here. Your body would not be here, okay? And you would not be here. And so what happens is the body just keeps moving on, hoping that somebody who lives in the body, the consciousness, is going to save the body. So look at your poor body. It's suffering here. Do you want it to suffer for another 2,000 years? And when I say that to you, you probably have implants going off. And those implants are saying, you know, what's Ron talking about? This sounds ridiculous to me. Well, you know, just think of, you know, what you've been through. Your body knows. Your body knows that this is a place that it doesn't really want to be. It's trying to evolve every 2,000 years, but you missed the boat. And now it's your chance. And, you know, is your spirit going to miss the boat too? And is your body going to miss the boat? So two things happen, your spirit and your body for ascension. There's no such thing as that the mind doesn't ascend. The mind's the darkness. So, you know, the body-mind-spirit connection, you don't want to have the mind connection. You'd want to have the mind of your heart connection. So you have body, mind, and heart. And it's interesting on all the events that we're talking about to the expos, they always bring in body, mind, spirit. And so they're bringing in the darkness energy into the body, unfortunately, and the spirit by doing this. So, but the whole thing is, you know, you know that you don't want to be here. Everybody listening knows that they like to get out, you know, looking for that special bus ticket, and they want to take that cosmic bus out of here. But it's up to you to do the work, you know. Nothing else can be done because your body's too dense. And that's only because your ancestors screwed you over. That's basically what happened. Every time ascension came, they looked the other direction. The dark side got a hold of them. So now you're listening. What are you going to do about it? Back to you, Chris.
Okay. I got another good one, Old Habits Die Hard. Why do you think
that's a good one, yeah. And they can't die hard. They just can't die.
Yeah.
Get rid of them. And maybe dying hard is one thing. You rigor mortis, you know. Because you are a habit and the body does die and it dies hard. If you look at the picture of St. Bernadette, which I energize at times for people, her body becomes alive. It's very beautiful to see that, that the body with its life force energy. Because the light ship is holding her body in suspension. And when I put energy into it, she comes alive. If you'd like to even Google that, somebody, maybe you could post on the fast chat. Just Google St. Bernadette right now and bring up her picture of her in that glass casket, okay? And they show a picture of her face. And I'll let you do that here, and I'll just keep talking, and then I'll energize it, and you can actually see it come to life. She looks very nice as it is, but once you see the life force energy come into her, it's phenomenal. And so her body did not, you know, turn into that other energy of darkness. It's still holding light frequency. So hopefully you're getting on it right now. And I'm going to get it up myself here. So you want to talk for a minute, Chris?
Sure. I think that just proves what I was saying before. You know, you get this darkness energy out of your body, and who knows what your body can do. I'm just so curious about what it would be like without these negative influences, or what the actual blueprint of the planet Earth was supposed to be. You know, we spent all this time in this darkness, just regenerating, generation after generation after generation for X amount of years, over 100,000, we've completely lost sight of what it's actually supposed to be like here. And since we've had this darkness conditioned for so long, it's what our bodies recognize. It's what our minds recognize. You tell someone about a miracle healing, and they look at you like you're crazy. When this is what's supposed to take place. It happens every 2,000 years. It's nothing new. But we've been put so sideways, it's like, I don't know. It's literally out of this world. But it's here now, and, you know, for the people listening that want to leave, that want to experience real light, you know, step on up. Please, do it. Because I don't know. This is it. I don't know how much time we got left.
This is it, yeah.
That's
here we go.
Pretty much all I got to say about that.
Yeah, so I have St. Bernadette up. There's different pictures of her. Some are older. You want the newer picture, okay?
So the Wikipedia picture is good, right?
Yes, uh-huh. So we're going to energize your body right now. And just kind of watch the picture. Here we go. And very beautiful. Okay, there we go. Energy is coming into her body right now from the light chip. And her spirit now is going to come into her body. I'll count to 10 as it comes in, and you can watch the picture change. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay. So you should feel the energy coming off the body here. Okay, Chris, back to you.
Beautiful. Oh, it feels so peaceful. And it's true that on the light ship, the different saints and angels, all of their resonance, it's not as different as it is down here. Like, you know how they all have different names, but their energy resonance is it keeps a constant high, like a constant strong, but it's not necessarily like a real big difference. Is that correct?
Yeah, on the light ship, they're all basically the same. Down here, they will change some of their frequencies slightly as we knew them or as people have known them in the past. So it just makes them a little more personal to people. But on the light ship, they're all light beams. So
what's the difference between spirits like us and spirits like the saints and angels on the light ship? When I say spirits like us, I mean like the ones that incarnate.
It's all the same. It's just that we don't know that we are the same, number one, because, you know, the spirits that are in the bodies here have been brainwashed and stuck in darkness for so long they don't understand the difference of light consciousness, okay? And so they're all, you know, like the blind leading the blind with the darkness leading them. So once they can break away from this darkness energy, getting the barcodes off and not going sideways into a body. Remember, the dark side gave them teachings. You know, just like I said, you know, the darkness made the teaching that Jesus would come, you know, at the end of this 2,000-year cycle and save the bodies, you know, so that the Christians who have that belief system believe that everybody who died, that there's going to be maybe an earthquake coming or something, and all the graves will open up, and the bodies will be, you know, resurrected. And so the spirits are waiting for this here. Well, that already happened. So the bodies are still dead, but the spirits left. But remember, the spirit has that belief system, so it's hanging around the bones and the bodies with whatever they died of, becoming corrupted itself, because remember, it takes on, you know, the energy of the body. Let's just say that for some reason a person died of the plague or something, and the body, you know, is all corrupted with this energy. Well, so does the spirit. It has the plague also. So it's there suffering for all of these years. maybe for some reason the body got blown up with a bomb or something, you know, maybe in the Civil War. You know, maybe one of those big, you know, shells went through it, you know, and tore the body apart. Well, the spirit's torn apart, so now it's suffering. Maybe it got decapitated, you know, in a guillotine a long time ago. Well, that's where the spirit is, too. You know, maybe somehow it got burned at the stake. So is the spirit. But the body's down there, and the spirit's hanging out with the bodies. The spirits have been tortured by the belief system of Christianity. And so the light ship came and freed all these things up. The bodies didn't you know, all of a sudden pop out of the ground and start walking around, because they belong to the earth spirit. It's the earth energy in those bodies. Just that the teachings of Jesus got corrupted. And it's very, very unfortunate, you know, but that's just the way it is. So your spirit trying to get back into the light of consciousness, it has so much misbeliefs, and your body has all the misbeliefs of true light energy in it, because it's run by the darkness of all the programs that you have in your genetic cellular memory, and this is just the way it works. So unfortunately, your spirit probably knows more of darkness because it's resonating to it than it does of light, because it's been taught that way and it's been here for so, so long. So the light ship comes to try to save you, so, you know, to get you out of here, but you have to be able to understand what's happening to your body, because your spirit resonates with the energy of the body. It takes on all of this stuff, all the beliefs of your past. So every memory that it has that's stored in your cells from all of your ancestors is passed on to your spirit. This is why we have to do a spirit clearing along with a body clearing, a physical body clearing, and then your invisible body clearing too. This is how miracles happen. But there's no other energy present on the earth plane here that's going to heal your spirit. It's impossible. Nobody has that blueprint but the light ship. So this is how important it is for you to really catch on and to understand that the earth-based healing down here are mainly information from the darkness trying to hold you captive. And the light ship comes here, like I say, every 2,000 years to rescue, take you out of this energy for the ascension process. And unfortunately, the misinformation is so strong and it's so ingrained in everything here that people just don't get it, because their belief system, the programs that they have running continuously, is holding them in darkness. This is why it's hard to talk to people about the light ship. They just don't get it. And why don't they get it? Because the body's been in darkness for so long, and that takes the spirit and imprints all this darkness on the spirit. So hopefully I got through to all of you. So here we go. Back to you, Chris. And any comments on the fast chat about how St. Bernadette looks?
I see. I gotta scroll back up. You know how the fast chat is.
If not, you could probably input something. Somebody out there write something on here. But that's the way it is here. You know, the darkness is in control. The light would never cause any problem. You wouldn't have any, you know, typical acts of God. You know, things that are negative. You know, people talk about, well, this is Mother Nature doing this here. When they see a tornado, well, that's the ETs doing all this crap to us to harm us. They want to live off your energy. So they have a nice way of doing it. They'll cause destruction, and that destruction hurts people, kills people. The people living still are suffering, and they love it. That's their job. Their job is to disempower everybody here.
And how could that even possibly be love? How is any part of destruction? I mean, you don't have to be sensitive to energy to know that love does not resonate with destruction in any way, shape, or form. You know, people have, you know, they say about how, you know, Mother Earth allows us to live on her body and, like, punishes us and whatnot. Like, love creates love. So where in that formula is there destruction? Where is there the capacity to do these terrible things? When you're loving, it's not possible because it does not exist. So that's always been my take. That's what I have to say about that.
That's good, Chris. Very good. So our show's kind of winding down here. I could do one or two more healings. We can run over just a little bit here if you guys want to do that. Dr. will just ask for more questions on the fast chat here.
I got a question here from JJ. When the rapture took place, did Jesus save only the Christians or others also?
The light ship doesn't know about religions. It
no
just
judgment.
Looks for spirits. That's all. It doesn't go, ah, well, you know, here we go.
Those are my people.
too, you know. So it does look for spirits, and that was brought in there. So that's part of the ascension. It came here to look for these things because of the darkness mindset and decided to release these energies off the graveyards. So everybody go to a graveyard and walk in it, you know, before, you know, I think they did that, I'll just say, 9 months ago. So, before that time, you'd walk in a graveyard and feel these Klingons on you. Maybe you might start to walk around a grave and feel, you know, this bad energy, like you're being watched or stalked, with all the relatives and stuff, you know, getting you away from the graveyard because you're not related to that person. Maybe they thought you were a grave robber or something, you know, who knows, you know. Maybe the spirit itself thought, well, gee, you know, they buried Harry, you know, back in the 1700s here with the golden ring on, and we don't want you around here to steal his ring, you know. Remember, the spirit takes on the personality of the body. And if the body was killed, injured, died of anything other than a natural cause, whenever they were suffering, so was that spirit. Okay? And so the spirit is suffering, and Lightship came and released them. This is why there's no more energy in the graveyards. So back to you, Chris.
We've got a comment from Larry saying that St. Bernadette has a beautiful radiating light, which suggests a deep level of light. And Mike is saying glow around picture, more three-dimensional.
Yes. Very nice.
Let's
energize the light beam for everybody before we sign off today here. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. It's beneath the blinking flower. And there we go. Here we go. So we're going to put some beautiful energy in. We'll bring in some peace energy today because it's the end of the week. Remember, tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be doing some Light Ship healings, typically about 10 minutes. We get a lot of questions, so we normally go to the Light Ship, the last 10 minutes of the show here. And that will be at 9 o'clock PST, midnight for you people back east. And then we have our wonderful call coming up this Sunday for entities, 8 hours long. You know, you want to get on that. It's very, very important to get rid of these entities out of you. They cause addictions, personality changes, swings, make you do bad things. Could be the voice inside of your head. Could even be Jesus talking to you inside of your head. That's an entity too. Remember, the light does never promote itself because you already have it with you, but you have to go to your heart to find it. Here we go. Light beam is being energized. Very beautiful. Fat two, we're going to bring in Saint Bernadette. Here she comes. Oh, very nice energy. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in through the light beam, the spirit of Saint Bernadette. This is the pure energy. So, she'll be energized for the next, we'll just say, half an hour. At half past the hour, she will leave. And you can allow this energy to be with you, feel the presence. Very, very nice. It's a very innocent energy. What do you think of it, Chris?
Oh, it's so peaceful. You're right. It feels very innocent, very playful. You know, this is light. That's all I can say. This is light.
Okay, everyone, so I guess we'll say blessings to all of you, unless somebody has a question on the fast chat that pops up in the next 2 minutes here. So we'll just keep energizing St. Bernadette here. I don't mind going on for another 5 minutes more if somebody has a question that they really need to know about. So here we go.
I'm watching the fast chat like a hawk, Ron.
Yeah, so we'll see. Got 2 minutes. We're only allowed to go over on this show on Friday because we have nobody after us. In fact, we're just kind of hanging out here by ourselves, which is very nice, too. There's no show ahead of us and none behind us, so it's very nice to have this show. So we have a lot of dedicated listeners here on Station 2. Just for your own information, the Creation Lightship Healing Show is probably in the top 5% of all the BBS shows, so we get a lot of people listening to it. And by all means, you know, like I said, if you can come on, you know, do the special that we have, you know, on the entity clearing. You can go to the website, Creation Lightship Healing, and look up the event here. It's on the top of the navigation link there. I got the Why St. Bernadette, just because I chose to. That's the only reason. Have to do something on this show. So we decided to have St. Bernadette come in.
She charges water.
And the water in Lourdes is very special. So she's there doing that from the lightship. So that's another reason. Okay, I guess we'll sign off here. So thank you, Chris, for coming on as a co-host tonight. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. And come on tomorrow, Saturday night, live on the lightship. And we'll have some healing work done. And do come up with some questions here on the fast chat for us. So we'll see you all later. So blessings to all of you. Bye, everyone.
Blessings. Bye.